way, but you don't want to unplug too much. You don't want to step away too much. How tough is it to walk that line?
It's a thin line. Yeah, you got to have some balance in your life. And I talk about that with a lot of the guys. You know, football is what we do, but you have to do your best to try not to make it who you are and your life altogether. You know, there's a lot more important things in life, like family and, you know, for me and my faith. But, you know, at the same time, football is what we love and what we do and what, you know, provides for us. So it is a thin line, like you say.
Contractually, was there ever a question that you were going to go somewhere else? Well,
my heart was here all along, and I wanted to be here, and I was just happy that they felt the same way about me and that they wanted me back. So for me, it was a no-brainer, you know, and I'm just very thankful that they wanted me back here, and they've given me an opportunity to continue my career here, just as they did 4 years ago. They gave me an opportunity to keep playing football when maybe not a lot of people would have. So I'm just thankful to be here.
Have you been voting for Gronkowski to be on the cover of Madden? What are your thoughts on his trek around the United States these last couple weeks?
You know, I haven't voted, but I think that'd be pretty cool if he did get the cover. I think he deserves it, definitely. But, you know, Rob's been having a fun off season, but he's been working hard as well, and I know he's doing everything he can to get ready for next year. So,
how sour a taste did the last game leave for you and the team?
You know, obviously really sour. I think I still have dreams that I wake up and we won the game, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, things didn't work out for us the way we wanted. But, you know, I think we had a great season. I think we should be proud of what we accomplished. And we can look back on that at the end of our careers and be thankful for that experience. But now we're just focusing on the year 2012 and getting better and improving and trying to put ourselves in position to get back to that point.
Some guys said they haven't been able to watch it. They haven't watched it. Some guys said they've watched some of it. Have you watched it? Have you gone back and watched the game at all?
I've watched a little bit of it, only because my dad made me watch it with him. But, you know, it's tough to watch it. Obviously, you know. And we got so close. You know, we're winning with 4 minutes left in the game, and you know, you could taste victory, and you know, a lot of effort and heart and soul was put into that to get to that point. But you know, unfortunately, things didn't work out. But we can't dwell on that. It's time for us to look to 2012.
Do you feel like the new season's coming up quickly?
Watch that with him.
I don't know. You have to ask him. But I think that, you know, he wanted me to really relish in what we were able to do, get into that stage, and you know, it's something to be proud of. But at the same time, learn from that experience and try to improve. And I do feel like the new season is coming around quickly. You know, there's a little bit of change in the format as far as the off-season program, when we're starting, and a lot of rule changes. But you know, I'm excited about that. You know, you get away from football too long, you start to miss it, definitely. So excited about, you know, the new opportunity that awaits us, you know, working with new teammates and trying to, once again, you know, achieve our ultimate goal.
How much of an opportunity have you had to talk with the new teammates or meet any of the guys?
I've gotten a chance to meet a couple of them. Anthony has been around and gotten to visit with him. He seems like a good guy. He's going to fit in well here. But a lot of guys haven't really gotten in here yet. So you expect to see, you know, most of the guys in here on come Monday.
Bobby Carpenter was signed last week. Did your father mention that Bobby's dad and your dad played together?
You know, I was told that yesterday. I didn't know that. That's kind of a fun fact, I guess. Father and son, both teammates. So I have to talk to Bobby about that.
You came into the league to this team that was coming off a Super Bowl loss. Is there anything that you remember from that season that sticks out about the mentality of a team coming off a Super Bowl loss that you can maybe bring to this year?
I think it's important for us as a team to understand that we're not a Super Bowl team at this point. This is a new team. This is not 2011 team. And we shouldn't come in here expecting for teams to just, oh, that's the Patriots. They were in the Super Bowl last year. We have to, you know, reestablish an identity. There's going to be new players. And we have to create an identity for this 2012 team. We're going to have to earn everything all over again. So we're back at ground zero now. We have a lot of work to do.
What do you know about the new guys? I mean, do you have any sort of connections with them? You talked a little bit about Anthony, but...
Well, some of the guys, you know, I'm a fan of the game. You've seen what they've been able to accomplish in their careers. And from Brandon all the way to Anthony to, Spencer, or whoever it may be, and those guys have done great things in this league, and they've proven themselves, and I think that's why they've been given opportunities here. So I look forward to working with those guys, knowing that they have a lot that they can contribute and bring to the table, and they have a lot that they're going to do to try to help this team win games.
As special teams captain who played safety, wide receiver last year, when the coaching staff sends you on your way into the offseason, do they tell you anything specific about what to prepare for in terms of position?
I think I have to prepare as I've always prepared, and that's just to be ready to do whatever is asked of me when my number's called. So, you know, I'll train the same way I've always trained, if not harder, because I know that, you know, the competition's out there, and I have to go out and prove myself year in and year out. And last year was last year, so I know I had to come in and work hard. And if they ask me to play safety, put my hand on the ground, whatever it is, I'm going to be ready to do it.
Do you dedicate certain days towards certain positions, or do you just kind of work out and let things
I think you try to just get yourself in the best shape you can to play football and to be able to do football movements and whatever that may be from day to day.
What are you going to do for the draft?
I don't have any plans. What is the draft? End of April? I'll be working out, probably. Working out somewhere.
Do you remember your draft day experience?
I do remember my draft day experience. Seems like just yesterday. I can't believe that I'm going to my fifth year, but, you know, just the kind of the anxiousness of not knowing what was going to happen and to the thrill of getting the call by the Patriots. You know, it was a humbling time for me and my family. Felt very fortunate and blessed to be able to be here and continue to be here. So it was a special day. And for those kids that are coming out, they should enjoy the process. It's a once-in-a-lifetime, you know, opportunity for them, and they should definitely enjoy it. So. All right, guys.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
All right, no problem. You guys take care.